It was a long year, kind of had some ups and downs, you know, some bumps and bruises, but ultimately, you know, I think it was a positive year for me.
Sean, is that the way it is? Like, do you feel like this is a team on the upswing, or do you feel like you had this prime opportunity and you wasted it?
I definitely feel like we're the team that's, you know, on the up and up, you know. We have a lot of great players on this team. A lot of guys have been playing together for a few years, and the main thing now is to just, you know, try to keep the cohesiveness and move forward and just work harder in the offseason in order to, you know, get this sour taste out of our mouth.
That's one of the things Coach said, is you don't know who's going to show up in April.
Right.
Is that a worry? We don't know what our team will look
for
like?
For me, it is, I think, because, you know, it's my third year in the league, and I'm just not getting adjusted to it, you know. Every year you're gonna have a different football team, so that's tough. And that's just the law of the job that we have.
How does the defense get better next year?
You know, I kind of have to just sit back and kind of assess the whole season after watching all the tape. But I think, you know, basically we just have to make the plays when we're put in a situation. So I think we just got to find a way to hold people out when you get the lead.
Somebody said it hurt to watch the video this morning. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet. It just, you know, the feeling stinks because you didn't get the outcome you wanted. So obviously it's going to, you know, stink to watch the video.
I know it's less than 24 hours removed, but do you allow yourself to think, like, you know, what you guys have to do to take that next step as a team?
Oh, yeah, you definitely do some pondering, you know, some wondering about that a little bit throughout the offseason. But the main thing is to just come back ready to work and in shape and ready to go.
Sean, what are the big obvious things to you? Like, to us, we know that this year you finally got that playoff win. What do you feel are the big things that were accomplished this year?
Well, we were the number one seed. We put ourselves in position, and that's one of the main things you talk about in the beginning. So, you know, we definitely want to continue to do that. So next year we'll be striving to do the same thing, and just when we get to the moment, just gotta go out there and execute.
What about Tony? What's your gut say on him?
I think he's coming back.
Because you want him to, or?
No, I think if we'd had a bad year, I think he wouldn't come back. But we had a great year, so. And I think we're right there.
Will you ask him? Will you tell him
not
he's come
all.
Back?
Not at all. You know, Tony, he's served the league, you know, well. And I think he's done it the perfect way. So, you know, it's great to be a teammate with him. Hopefully I could be a teammate with him again.
You said in 2010 you guys felt like, you felt personally maybe like you're just happy to be here. You look pretty dejected. But next time you get this opportunity, any idea what, you know, how you might approach it or how you might feel about it?
I'll approach it the same way. The same way, you know, work hard throughout the week, work hard throughout the entire year, actually. And then, you know, when you get a chance, you know, you just gotta seize the moment. And that's something that we didn't do. So, I mean, we were set up to win. You know, everything's designed to go out there and win. You know, we had our chances, just a few plays here and there.
Did you see Julio at all? We haven't seen him to talk about his 182-yard game.
He's a man. He's a man child, man. He went out there and put on the show. You know, I'm proud of him. Proud of the way he plays the game. You know, grateful to be a teammate of him.
Sean, if I could ask one more about Tony. You said you're in year 3. Can you imagine 16?
Man, that's a long time from now. I hope I can stay around half as long as he has. Man.
How would you feel about playing in a 3-4?
What? Hey, I'll play any defense they need me to play in. I'm excited about just being a part of the Atlanta Falcons and playing football because it's something that I love to do. So regardless of the scheme, obviously, we were kind of multiple a little bit this year. We did some different things that we haven't done around here. So you know, I'm open to anything.
Any discussion in that locker room today, or even thinking to yourself to kind of fast forward that time to April and go ahead and get it going again?
Yeah, man. You wish we talked. I talked to some of the guys. You know, you wish you could just fast forward it to get right back to it. But you know. You can't do that. You can't do that. So you just got to focus on what you can do to get better. That's the first thing I always try to do whenever I, you know, fall short of a goal.
Sean, now that you saw the kid Kaepernick up close, do you have any advice for the Ravens?
No, I don't have any advice. I don't think they need any advice. Those guys be ready to play, man. It's going to be a great game.
Was he as advertised?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. I played him in college, so I know he's pretty good. And he did a great job. He took care of the football. And, you know, they won.
Was he like that in college?
Yeah.
The same way?
Yeah, he did. He just didn't have, you know, a lot around him like he has now, you know. 49ers, they have a good team just like the Falcons have a good team. And, you know, all the teams in the NFL have talent. So, you know, I think he's doing a good job.
What was up with the tight ends the last couple of weeks? And I guess throughout the season, Jimmy Graham and some other tight ends also did some damage against you all.
I think ultimately, you know, tight ends in this league are starting to go vertical a little bit more, and they're athletic guys. So, You know, when you get a chance to cover them, you got to do a better job. So that's the thing. I think those tight ends we played yesterday are pretty much wide receivers. So that poses a challenge right there. But, you know, we'll get back to work. We'll be ready.